This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, during my trip to Washington this last week here, it was driven home that the bird flu is no longer the bird flu. It's not even high path avian influenza or HPAI anymore. The federal government and the USDA is now calling it H5N1 because it's no longer just a bird issue. Well, during the trip, we went to the USDA, and as we already know, we had a chance to talk with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, and he talked about the latest of what's going on with the USDA's response, and we'll hear from him right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
One of the challenges that the USDA faces with H5N1 is quelling the fear to the consuming public. Fears have abounded since a Yahoo News article talked about the remnants of dead virus being found in milk and calling into question the process of pasteurization and its effectiveness. Beef has also suffered because of worries that the virus could eventually cross into beef cattle breeds and taint the meat. Ag Secretary Vilsack says the tests are being done and our food supply is still safe. USDA will continue to monitor the situation with sound science and due diligence. He first stated the food supply is safe and humans are not faced with a very high risk of infection.
The basics and fundamentals of H5N1 have not changed since the beginning of this process when we first detected the virus in the cattle. The risk to people is low. Dairy cows are recovering, and there's no indication of mortality, and the food is safe. So really, at the end of the day, that's really what you need to know, and that's what people need to know.
Vilsack highlighted everything that the USDA is doing to monitor the situation.
I can talk about the testing that we've done, and we continue to do on milk and beef to make sure that folks are reassured. I can talk about the federal order that we put in place designed to limit the risk and minimize the risk by preventing the transportation of dairy cows that lactating dairy cows that have the virus so that they don't spread the virus. I can talk about our efforts to work with farmers to try to get information, going on the farm and visiting with them and talking to them about their operations so that we understand and can appreciate how this may have started, how it may have spread. We need continue to need farmer cooperation in that sense. I can talk about the research that we continue to do and which we frankly were doing before all of this, certainly as it relates to poultry and vaccines. I can talk to you about keeping an eye on the recovery of these dairy cows to determine whether or not there is a lingering impact or effect of the virus on productivity. And I can talk about our efforts to reach out to producer groups, to the industry, to ag commissioners, to state veterinarians, to farm worker groups, to our own staff that work in processing facilities and grading, congressional engagement.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.